Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams, and today I'm going to have a conversation based on some questions people have asked about being a mom, having a business, allowing kids to contribute, and how do you do all of that with ease? So that was what was asked of me, and I'll go into that. And to be honest, I haven't always had ease with that. In fact, I've definitely had my moments of ugh. So I'll talk about what created more ease for me with parenting and business and all of that. And then the other question I got was, Kathy, how do you take such great care of your health while being a mompreneur? So we'll definitely dive into all those areas, because I don't like considering it a balancing act. It's not a balancing act. It's not a juggle. It's actually kind of a flow. So we'll talk about what can allow it to be a flow. And before we dive in, a little bit about me and the show. I created this show because I recognized you can have it all. It just might not look like what you think having it all will look like. Because what I mean by having it all is having all the energies and having all the feelings that you think all the things you'd like to achieve will bring to you. What does that mean? Well, most of us think, once I achieve this, I'll have happiness. Or once I achieve this other thing, I'll have stability or security or joy or bliss or whatever it is. And it's not actually in the achievement of those things that we can have those. Although those feelings or energies might also come with achieving those things. Those energies are already available to you right here, right now, in this present moment. So this is something, the way most people live is, once I receive this, I'll be happy. And then they are, but for like 10 minutes or 2 days or a month or 2 years. And then, oh, now I need to achieve this to be happy. And then again, like, they're happy temporarily, and then it becomes another future thing to be obtained. So one of the things that I really love to help clients recognize is that happiness is available in every moment, and it's a choice. And that doesn't mean, like, if you're being beaten, don't leave, right? Happiness is still available. No, like, we get to choose to take the actions that create a greater future for us as well. But happiness isn't just in those things that you'd like to obtain or like to achieve or like to be. Happiness is available in the moments we think are lesser, as well as the moments we think are greater, right? And lesser or greater only depends on our judgments. So, you know, when I was setting out to have a business and be a parent, I really had the struggle of, like, this is what I'd like to create, but I have kids. And that but is always something that limits us, instead of saying, okay, this is what I'd like to create and I have kids. So what would it take for those kids to actually be a contribution to my life, my living, and what I'd like to create? So I'm a person who asks a lot of questions of myself, of other people, and of the universe, because what I've recognized is that every question we ask shines the flashlight of our awareness in that direction. So if we're asking, like, oh, why don't things work out for me? We're shining our flashlight in the direction of why don't things work out, which is not necessarily a great place to shine that flashlight. If we're asking a question like, what would it take to have this with ease? That's where we're shining our flashlight of our awareness. And when we shine our awareness in a direction, we become aware of more elements and more possibilities in that direction. So always ask questions in the direction of what you desire. And that is one of the things that has made both parenting and business, and actually life, easier for me, right? Asking for ease, asking for awareness, asking for contribution, asking for the things that I'd like to show up in ways that are more magical than I could conceive of. So, with that, thank you for your questions. I love receiving your questions at my website, meetkathywilliams.com, and also on Facebook. And most of these questions I received today, I received on Facebook. So thank you for those, because that means I have a direction to go based on what you guys would like to hear about. And I'm in the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest. I'm on Maui. So forgive me for saying you guys. That's just how I grew up. All right. So how to actualize with the contribution from your family as if by magic is a question from Sasha. And again, initially I thought my children were a limitation. I'd like to create this thing, like a thriving business, a business where I travel, where I connect and impact a lot of people. But I have kids, all right? So let's remove the but and replace it with and. Because but just means I'm creating an excuse. Like if someone says, I'd love to come to your party, but you know that they're not going to show up. They're out of town, or they have something else to do, or they don't have a ride. They're not going to show up, right? I'd like to come to your party, but. If we instead switch that but to an and, I'd like to create this and I have kids. So what's possible here for me to have both? What's possible here for them to contribute to me creating this, whatever it is, in greater and greater ways than I could without them? Yeah. And honestly, for a long time, I did consider, like, oh, kids are a limitation. All the time before 8 a.m., I'm spending with them. And all the time from 3 p.m. to 9, I'm spending with them. Jeez, that's a huge chunk of my day. Okay, so everything you've decided about kids, in regard to their limitation, in regard to their time stock, in regard to whatever, what if you could let all that go so you could allow them to contribute to your life? Mm-hmm. Kids can contribute in terms of energy, like even the creation of money. Kids can contribute in the direction of ideas. Kids can contribute in relation to relatability, right? Like as a mom and an entrepreneur, or as a mom and someone who has a business, people who have children can relate to you, right? You can relate to what's going on for them. So a lot of times you're going to be able to possibly have an awareness of a possibility for your clients that can help them that you might not have had if you didn't have children. So the first question I would ask is, what contribution can my kids be to my life, my living, my business and my money flows. And show me, universe. You're asking the universe to show you what contribution they can be. So I took my kids to Costa Rica for a workshop a couple years ago, and they loved it. They loved it so much. And they said, let's go back. So I said, okay, contribute to the money flows for that. Right? And my little guy, who's so cute, he'll be like, money come, money come, money come, money come, money come, money come, money come. And he doesn't have a point of view that is hard. He's like, okay, you have $11,000 in your PayPal account now? Like, he has no point of view that it's hard. He'll just be like, I'm asking the universe, so let it come. Let's show up, money. Right? And so what contribution can that kind of attitude, can your kids' kind of space of no point of view be for your business? Right? Do they contribute? What energies do they contribute? Do they contribute the energy of play, of ease, of lightness, of humor? And I'm a huge fan of journaling. So what I suggest is like, okay, what do my kids already contribute to my business or my work that I haven't acknowledged? Because acknowledgement allows you to build off that acknowledgement. It allows you to create more. If you have capacities in an area that you haven't fully acknowledged, sometimes you'll actually use those against you instead of to create more. So if you'll acknowledge those, they're like a springboard or a trampoline you can bounce off of. All right, so what are my children already contributing that I haven't acknowledged? And play with that. Your awareness may not all come away. So you can play with it a little bit more and a little bit more. I know for me, my kids have introduced me to people that I wouldn't know otherwise. You know, through their school or through their events. My kids have also, you know, invited me to places that I wouldn't go otherwise and to have fun experiences that I may have tapped into. So there definitely is the energy of play. And play is a generative activity. It generates. What would you like to generate more of? Generative energies like painting, if it's painting for you. movement, pleasure, you know, those actually generate more and they can contribute to your money flows. All right. So how to actualize with the contribution from your family as if by magic. One huge element is just to keep asking for that. Okay. And to destroy and uncreate your relationship with your children, with your family every day. Right? Because what that does is just by asking, destroy and uncreate my relationship with them. What it does is it helps melt the walls of separation, the walls and barriers that you've built up, the ideas and projections and expectations. For example, if you've decided, well, children and family just take my time, they don't actually add to my business, but then guess what you're going to create in your life? You're not going to see where they can add to your business because you've concluded. And when we conclude, we sort of wall ourselves off from seeing what's beyond our conclusion. All right. So if you have more questions about that, please ask. And, you know, continue asking for more ease. One of the things I wrote about in the book, Possibilities in Parenting, again, I wouldn't have written in that book if I didn't have children, is I have a chalkboard near my kitchen. It's actually on the front of this beautiful teak cabinet. There's a chalkboard. And I wrote, what would it take to have ease and joy with parenting? So my challenging time was really dinner time, that 6 p.m. hour, when my kids had been home from school for a little while, and they were starting to get rowdy. And for me, it was also time to cook dinner. all of that. And so I'm engaged over here and they're starting to need more attention over in another direction. So I would just glance over at that chalkboard and say, oh, what would it take to have more ease and joy with parenting? And oftentimes I would take a deep breath and just be like, oh, well, is there a different way of doing this? For me, one of the ways was to start to use a crock pot, and then I got an instant pot and it made life magically easier. You know, so maybe starting the dinner process in the morning, people aren't so rowdy, or maybe having them rough their energy before it gets to be 6 p.m. and then have them, you know, sit with a book or technology for a little while at that sort of witching hour. Whatever it may be, there are always other possibilities to draw from and draw in. And asking for those possibilities is a huge start, right? It's the first key. All right. The next question I'm going to go to is, how do you take such great care of your health while being a mompreneur? For me, that really changed, like the whole element of health, the whole element of time for myself, when I started waking up earlier. I started waking up at 5 a.m., and journaling and bouncing on the trampoline or doing some yoga. During this time for myself, it's like a time to get centered and settled and clear and start the day with no one else around. And I did a whole show on that because this has totally transformed my life just in the way of like setting the stage for a calm day. It's like a good foundation of a building. If you're building the structure of your day, the construction of your day on a faulty foundation, like the rushed, oh my gosh, people are pulling at me right away type of hectic foundation, the day doesn't have as much clarity and ease. If I'm starting in a more present, calm way, the day has that for me. So one key to health for me is journaling. Why? Because it allows me to get all those things that are percolating in my head that sometimes can be cluttered onto the page and then come up with creative solutions and awareness to help me have more ease with all of it. And so I journal, and then I keep a part of my page. So this is, if I were to write, I keep maybe the margin on the right-hand side of the page clear, and then I can write like, oh, do this later, and an arrow at what I need to do. Or, oh, you know, this is an idea for a book. So most of the page is journaling, and then that right-hand margin is clear, and I can make notes with arrows in that right-hand margin. So I first have like that emotional and energetic clarity from meditating and writing, and then after that I'll do a little exercise, and not a lot, like 15 to 20 minutes of jumping or yoga or something like that. Again, to get my body moving. I also like to walk on the beach. That's huge. So when we return back to the show, I'll talk a little bit more about the health element and cooking when you have kids, and like, how do you satisfy what they'll eat and what you would like to eat. And then we'll get to ease, more ease. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today I'm talking about how to have more ease with being a mom and having a business. And how is not really up to you, actually. When we say how, I mean, there are certain steps we can take, things we can do. But really, it's ask for the ease and receive the ease and be the ease. And sometimes, definitely, that can be easier said than done. But we're talking today about questions you can ask and ways to kind of flow with it all. And before the break, talking about getting up early and how for me that really sets the stage of the day and contributes so much to my health on all levels. And also gives me a moment for me, you know, because I do a lot of online classes. I see clients both in person and on Zoom. And, and you can book a session at meetkathywilliams.com if you like. And in terms of like serving, giving, of course, many of those things give back in a way. And also, it's nice to just have a moment for me. You know, like, okay. And the early morning time, 5 to 6, 5 to 6:30 for me, really does that and gives me that. Of course, you know, for some people, it's late at night. For you, just such a beauty about starting your day early with that clear, calm foundation. So I mentioned for a moment, I'm going to talk about eating. And one of the things that, you know, I came across, and many of us run into as parents, is like, oh, my kids will only eat this. My kids like nuggets. My kids like, they won't eat curries and interesting things like I like to eat. Well, okay, cool. So that's where for me the Instapot came in, because I can totally cook something where like I'm chopping up the, these are over here, I'll just, you know, stir fry them up for the kids. And my curry is, I've put all the rest of the vegetables in the curry, and we're just going to set that in the crock pot for 6 hours or Instapot. And the Instapot is also a pressure cooker. So whether you use it or a pressure cooker, like it's such a gift what sort of little cooking hacks can I find to weave vegetables into everything? As I'm boiling the water for spaghetti, I'll throw a bag of frozen broccoli in there, and that broccoli cooks. Maybe it doesn't have all the nutrients it would if I steamed it or did whatever else, but I'm just happy to have that extra broccoli right there. So good is better than perfect, because, you know, perfection is that thing we can keep striving for and and beat our... No, I mean, I'll have them try whatever I'm eating, but that doesn't mean that they have to love it or eat it entirely either. So losing the judgment in regard to parenting is a huge thing, right? Like, okay, so they ate ice cream, which is worse, ice cream or judgment? You know, when I had that realization a couple years ago that actually the judgment is more than the ice cream, life sweetened up so much. It's just, okay, cool. I don't have to get perfect. My parents certainly didn't, and here I am. I turned out okay. So we're striving for great, and sometimes it's just good, and sometimes it's not even good, but we're, you know, we can cut ourselves some slack here. All right, so that was one of the questions, and earlier I addressed, I'm just looking at your questions here. Earlier I addressed questions about how can, you know, my family contribute as well, to my business as if by magic. And the other thing is ask for what it is you'd like. What would it take to have more clients than I even knew I could have, as if by magic? What would it take to have a fully booked a schedule and have a waiting list, if that's your desire? Don't ask for that if it's not your desire. The thing that I started to do at one point, and I got this idea from Lisa Cooney, is I started to write in my appointment book, awesome client, like 10 to 11:30, awesome client, 12 to 1:30, awesome client. And what that thing did, as if by magic, was actually I would have to erase that time slot and stick someone's name, because the universe heard me. It was like, this space is reserved for an amazing client, and then the universe delivered it. So a pretty cool thing to add to your life if you'd like to have clients, sticking them on schedule. The other thing a lot of us use as an excuse for not having what we'd like is not having the skill. Well, I don't know how. In that case, ask for someone who does, right? Or where could I learn that skill? You know, I lead a business mastermind, and one of the women in the mastermind is amazing at, she doesn't have the skill, she'll look it up on YouTube. She will find out how to get that skill. Whether that's changing a tire or changing a website or posting Instagram videos. Like, she does not allow I don't know how to limit her at all. So what if you didn't allow I don't know how to limit you, right? Okay, what would it take to have to be doing webinars and have your online class fill up as if by magic? Okay, well, who is doing that? What are the steps they're taking? Which of those would work for me? Which of those feel a little off? What is it about those that feels off? And sometimes it's, oh, well, that actually wouldn't work for me. Or, oh, it feels off, but if I tweak it this way, that'll work for me. All right. So asking questions and getting curious about it. And asking questions does not mean you're actually curious. So if you're asking, for example, which I've heard a lot, people say, well, what else is possible here? But they're not actually really looking for what else is possible. They're not actually opening their mind or opening their awareness to what else is possible. They're just kind of mouthing the words to it. Such a different energy too. Like, wow. What else is possible for me to travel the world and have kids. Like, what if those things could actually go together? What could be possible that I haven't thought of or I haven't considered? And you're opening up space for the awareness. And something will occur. I promise you, something will. So it's that attitude of curiosity that creates more. So let's go to the next question, which is, how do you create with such ease and flow? All right, well, and they're asking me this on Facebook. One of the elements is that curiosity, right? It's really, you know, I'll give you a real life example. I'm going to Colorado. I was asked to teach an Access Bars class there. I thought, oh, well, it's really popping also to teach a four-day foundation class. So then the woman who invited me to the Bars class said, well, Kathy, we're not interested. Like, the people I know are not interested in the four-day foundation class. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Now, I'm still present with the fact that it's really very light and expansive to facilitate that class. So then I ask, okay, well, in that town, and that energy is a little less light and expansive. Okay, well, cool. Right? Cool awareness. Then I ask, well, who else would be interested in it? Like, is Colorado really asking me, inviting me to teach a foundation class? Yes. Okay, cool. Well, who do I know there? What are the possibilities there? Who do I need to talk to? Right? These are great questions. What are the possibilities there? Who do I need to talk to? So I just kind of scan who I know in Colorado, and I reached out to one lady and I said, you know, I would love to get your awareness on this. That this is really popping for me. And by popping, I mean like lighting up like neon or pulling me or a super expansive energy. And she said, well, Kathy, I'm happy to contribute to you. I'm happy to host you. And like within a matter of minutes, right, this was the very same day, within a matter of minutes, that class was created. We have dates for it. You know, it's happening. So that is, if you want to come play in Colorado, we're going to play 4 days of yummy foundation class just outside Denver in Golden, Colorado, June 24th. Not June, July 24th through the 27th. And there are lots of Access Bars classes all around the world. So that's the one prerequisite. You take that 1 day class and then join me in sunny Colorado near the mountains. And who knows, maybe we can take a day trip to visit Estes Park, the Rocky Mountain National Park. It's all so yummy there. So if you'd like to join me, that is July 24th through 27th. So see how asking questions, like not being caught up in, oh, geez, she doesn't want this class. What about that? My awareness must be wrong that Colorado is pulling for that class. You know, all of that, it's none of that trauma in my head. It's just like, okay, what are the other possibilities? What else is available? And then go with that. Last summer, I did classes in London and Chicago and Wisconsin and Hilton Head. And when I was in Indonesia before all of this, I had a flight to the mainland of the U.S., but I didn't have a flight home. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. And while I was in Indonesia, I was invited to do a class in Maine. So Maine is like the up northeast of the U.S. and very far from my house on Maui across the ocean. And it was like, oh, yeah, we'll just tack that on the end of the trip before I go home. And so it's that creation of, like, I don't have to know what's occurring in 2 months. It will unfold. What is the universe in for me to? Three questions I love to ask in regard to that is, who else? In essence, who else is looking for this knowledge I have? Who else is looking for this class? Who else is looking for me? Who else is looking for this energy? Okay. Who else? What else? So what is the universe inviting me to? What kind of class? What kind of experience? What else? And where else? Where else are people looking for me? Now, where are they? Where are they that I could go to them? Where are they that they could come to me? Right? Bring them. Where else are they? Bring them. And I have cool in the Radical Abundance class I facilitate, which is happening. There's a free a Radical Abundance free chat. If you'll go to my website, meetkathywilliams.com/abundance. The Radical Abundance free challenge is happening June 16th, for 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. So it's funny because we're doing a pre-record show right now. So I'm like, I don't know what day this is. I'm pre-recording. So the Radical Abundance free challenge, you're welcome to join. And in that free challenge, and we discuss like different elements of abundance that you can weave into your life to create more abundance, both now and in the future. And then in the main course, I have this Kahuna Nighttime exercise, and it is about connecting on an energetic level to all the people who you could benefit from, who would also benefit from your presence, and it's a shamanic practice to connect with those people. And it's in the forefront of my mind because a woman just messaged me about it, like, I found that exercise and it's so cool, what else can I use it for? And I'm like, well, the sky's the limit, and not even. I do the Radical Abundance free challenge, open to everybody, and then if you'd like to join me for 2 months, it's an amazing adventure, and I see people just create so much as their world of abundance expands. Mamapreneurs, all sorts of people. And abundance isn't just money, you know? Abundance is time and the sense of richness and deep, wonderful connections and feeling fulfilled on different levels. So meetkathywilliams.com/abundance. So questions are one of those ways I dance with creating more ease in the business. And especially when you get in this contracted space, because it's easy to go from, oh, this is what I thought was going to occur, or this is what I wanted to occur, into like, it's not happening. Ugh. And I could have gone there with the Colorado class, like, oh, this was going to be so easy. And all of a sudden it's not. See how that's a conclusion that could cut me off from having ease, right? Like if I had said, oh, all of a sudden it's not, then I might have not have just scanned my mind for like, who do I know in Colorado? And then, reached out and had the class come together magically within minutes. So whenever we're concluding that something's a problem, we actually cut off the possibilities there because it keeps us from seeing those possibilities. So when you think you have a problem, just start to ask, okay, if I didn't consider this a problem, what else would be available? What are the possibilities here that I haven't explored? And play with that. Like, what if? And just play with this. What if the universe is always on your side? Like, what if the universe is always co-conspiring with you? What if it didn't have to be hard? And if that's not your reality, like, then I also encourage you to explore that. Like, okay, I don't think the universe is on my side. And then why? Okay, because this. Okay, you know, and then use your tools, like the Access Consciousness tool. Interesting point of view. I don't think it's working out for me. Interesting point of view. I don't think the universe has my back. Or you could, use the clearing statement or collapse all of that back to energy. All right. And then, you know, if you're looking at the evidence that the universe is not working for you, what if you could start to say, well, okay, if I really thought that the universe was on my side, did have my back, did support me, what evidence do I have about that? Well, I got to eat lunch today. Right? Like, not everyone does. And, like, think of all the places and spaces that food had to and all the things that had to come together in order for you to have that show up. Right? Like, so many things, unthinkable thing, like, so many different elements had to come together in order for you to have that sandwich or that curry or whatever it is. Right? A lot of things, and we don't even think about that. It's just like, oh yeah, I'd like the stir fry, and then it comes out in a little bit if you're at a restaurant. You don't think about, like, oh, someone actually had to put the tires on the truck, put the screws and nuts and bolts in the truck, you know, work out the mechanics to drive the food to this store or restaurant so that I could eventually eat it, right? All of these elements come together. So really allowing, like, if you would like to have ease and flow, allowing yourself to have ease and flow, and would you be willing to have more ease and flow than your family? We've been looking at this, and I'm doing 5 days of energetic exercises for more money. Like, would you be willing to have more ease than they have? And if not, what's behind that? What are your points of view preventing it? If we're not willing to have something, we must have points of view that keep us from that. And starting to get intimate with those, intimate with yourself enough to see where you're stopping yourself. And not with judgment, not like, oh, geez, I'm so stupid. I have this point of view that was given to me. No, just like, oh, okay, well, what are some other possibilities here? What if it could be different? And allowing it to be different. Allowing yourself to have more ease. Like, if ease is not showing up, then, oh, okay, cool. What are my points of view about working hard? What are my points of view about ease? What are my points of view that are creating this? Because my point of view is creating my reality. So what are my points of view about this? And then allowing yourself to question, is that really true? What if it weren't true? What would be available then? What else could I choose? What else could I choose? So I just love hearing what you hear during the show, what needs more clarification, what needs elaboration, like, elaboration, like, so that we can expand upon the things that are unclear, right? So if you have questions about the show, write them in at meetkathywilliams.com. If you'd like to hear other shows, there's a /radio. You can listen to that 5 a.m. show, The Magic of Getting Up Early, or any of the other shows we recently did, ones on money coming up or already just passed. I'm not sure because we're pre-recording this. It's Own It All, which was a fun conversation with Andrea Isabel Lucas. I currently am in Europe, so if you'd like to play with me in Vienna, I'm there at the beginning of July, and then we'll be in Colorado starting July 20th or thereabouts for that foundation class, which starts on the 24th. And then in Hawaii for another Access Bars and Foundation class in August. So you can find all of that at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. We'll also have another round of The Right Time, which is a magical writing class people seem to love because they keep coming back again and again, starting in August, another round of that, and two Radical Abundance retreats coming in the fall, one on Maui and one in Laguna Beach, California, right where the dolphins swim and play. And honestly, if you had asked me like 5 years ago, Kathy, you know, or told me, you're going to be traveling the world, you're going to be facilitating a lot online and people in person, and people are going to email you and say that, you know, they're getting out of debt and they've had their best year of sales, or that, you know, they're ending the year with a surplus instead of a deficit, I would have been like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just an Access Bars teacher. I'm just a yoga teacher. I'm just a Reiki person. Like, I would not really have believed that. So whatever it is you would like to create, you know, just ask, what is the universe inviting me to with all the talents and skills and capacities I have? And it is inviting you to something. And it is supporting you in that. So what questions can you ask? What energy can you be? And what possibilities can you invite? Thanks so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. I look forward to playing with you somewhere, even if it's just next week on the radio. If you can't wait till then, find me on SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, all that stuff, and at meetkathywilliams.com. Have a great week, everybody. Aloha.